Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV?
You know,
brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP180weightloss.com.
You know, I thought of you yesterday, Valdez, and it was easy because I was reading my Bethesda magazine, which I got, and I like to peruse.
This is Matt Valdez.
And, you know, every once in a while there's some articles in there I enjoy reading. There was a whole section about Maryland crabs. Uh-huh. And I'm reading, it's like how to pick them.
This is Matt Valdez.
All the restaurants that have them, the best places to get Maryland crabs. But here was the thing that was so disappointing.
Okay.
Like, it's like, I guess it's because it's almost like a myth now. Most of the restaurants and places around town don't serve Maryland crabs.
Yeah, they're from like
90% of them, they say, are from Texas.
Yeah, the Gulf, Louisiana.
They're not from Maryland.
Didn't know that.
Because
North Carolina,
they say in season, they're too small. The demand is so great. The cost is so much.
Cramps.
That we're not even getting Maryland cramps.
What is the world coming to? This is an outrage.
That's why you got to go into the Bay and get them yourself.
You got to get them yourself.
Or you got to know a waterman.
Right. But here's the thing.
Which I do.
We only get crabs once or twice a year. Right? It's just, you know, we just don't do it that often. But I always think I'm getting Maryland crabs.
You're getting duped.
I'm getting Texas crabs.
Right.
But doesn't matter. If they taste good,
that's fine, but
from.
Still, that's kind of the truth. And here's the other thing that I thought you would think was just completely blasphemous. But maybe you're on top of this, and maybe you knew this.
My crab game is always
on point.
They're not
yes.
even, these local places, like there's a famous one in Bethesda, they don't even use Old Bay. They use a knockoff seasoning.
Zatarain's? Because you can't use Zatarain's. But you can use something else. J&O.
That has a, it might
the
be
J&O,
that.
I've heard J&O's you talk
fine.
About that
I think
before.
It's that. They say it's a little finer.
It's coarser. Old Bay's finer. J&O's is coarser. Trust me.
Maybe it's a different. Maybe I There's thought it was J&O. What does J&O stand for? Do you know?
I just know I want a J&O and I eat it.
You can tell that
you might be doing that after the show today, actually.
Yeah.
So the main reason is because they're just expensive, too expensive for the restaurants
expensive,
to buy.
They're too small. There's not the same output of crabs that there has been, there was 20 years ago. And because of that, the cost is too prohibitive.
Yeah, I remember talking to Phil from Jerry Seafood. He said,
where's he get? He probably gets 90% of his from Texas and Louisiana.
No, he gets them for Louisiana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a show.
And
I think he
said it's because the Maryland crabs are just too expensive for them to buy.
Too expensive.
Yeah.
Now, you say you could get them like in the off season, you're more likely to get Maryland crabs.
Well, the best time to get crabs is actually in November because they're getting ready to go under for the winter and they're nice and fat.
Yeah, I think they're bigger.
Yes.
They're bigger for some reason. They also say when you want to get crabs, you go Monday through Thursday.
Weekend is for all the tourists.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's just too much. Too much demand. You go Monday through Thursday. That's the best time.
J.O. Spice Company established in 1945 by James Ozzie Strigel.
So James Ozzie.
Yes. James Ozzie.
And you use the number one blend.
He's the second most famous, third on the Ozzie list. One, Ozzy Osbourne. Two, Ozzie Smith. Three, James Ozzie.
What about Ozzie Newsome?
he might crack the top three. He doesn't knock Ozzy Osbourne off the top perch.
What about
Hello?
The Wizard? The Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz is
Yeah, your favorite
good
movie, Cakes.
It's not Ozzy. Okay. It's a top fiver, not my favorite. Kind of regrettable. It made
I guess, I get psyched that you're thinking about me by reading
Well, how
crabs.
Could you not think about you when it is a 10-page section of all about crabs and how
but
to
But, Eric,
pick
you
them.
Know, my family, I have Waterman in my family.
Right.
So if you ever want
Water.
Good Maryland crabs, just let me know.
I will.
Who You'll are the to... Waterman in your family?
They're like cousins.
My cousin Will.
Will? His, Will the Waterman?
His father, Pat.
Willie Waterman.
Yep. But it's mainly Will.
So that's what they gotcha. Do. That's how they make their living. They make their living crabbing.
Strictly well, crabs or other?
My other, cousin, yes. My
other seafood my thrown
uncle,
in the mix?
My uncle has his own construction business, but he also he started the,
right.
the crab business, and then Will kind of took over.
Does right. that now on does, the side.
Does Will do pots or trot lines?
Both.
Have you ever been out there with him?
On the boat?
Yeah.
No.
Crabbing? Is it a big
he
boat?
He goes butt early.
Is it a big boat or is it like a small
no.
time operation?
Small
now these, again, I'm a crab noob. I understand crabs getting caught in the pot. What's it? A trot line? Is that what you called it? A trots line?
A berry line.
Lines? What's going on?
You tie chicken necks to a rope and then you put it into the water and the crabs come up and bite the chicken necks.
That's very white trash compared to the pots,
in my
opinion.
And then you slowly go by it, then you bring it up with the pole and the crabs are hanging there off the chicken necks. Then you grab them and throw them in the pot.
Nice.
So, like,
I believe you've met my cousin before.
I have. I've gotten crabs from Will.
Yeah. Were they good?
Yeah, they're silly. Yeah.
Now, do they have a
little,
shop?
Little,
do they sell
small
them out of the back
twos.
Of a truck? How do they sell the crabs once they catch them?
They have that brown wooden basket thing, and you right. go
no,
and you
no,
buy.
I'm talking about your Waterman relatives.
Yeah, yeah.
How do they sell the crabs?
Who
to
do
the
they
public?
Sell them to?
They sell them to restaurants across the bridge, mostly across the bridge.
So they go to like Red Eye Dock Bar.
Or
and sell
sure,
crabs
well, they probably
to them.
Also have an individual buyers
gotcha.
That come to them all the time. But yeah, they sell them. Usually, the restaurants across the bridge will go to those guys.
Got it. So after the Caps game last night, I'm sure you guys didn't tune in to the very end of the Cleveland Cavaliers-Toronto Raptors game.
You're correct.
No.
I did.
No, I did. I watched the end.
Stole that game. The Cavs trailed the game
yeah, I was
the
bitter.
Whole time.
Before you talk about that,
and
I tuned
Raptors
in too.
Had that game in hand, had a couple of bunnies at the end.
So
and
correct me if I'm wrong.
They couldn't
the Cleveland
put it away.
Cavaliers didn't lead the entire game until overtime.
Right. Correct.
It's unbelievable.
I tuned into about 3 minutes of the Jets Predators series,
mm-hmm.
and I saw Philip Forsberg, who should be wearing a cap sweater, score another nice goal in the playoffs, and I immediately turned my TV
off. Didn't they lose?
They lost.
Yeah, they lost.
But every time I see him play, I will always think he should be a lifelong Washington Capital, and he's not because we had to trade for Martin Erat.
You need to get over it.
I can't get over it.
The Raptors may ultimately come back to win this series. They seem to be the better team. I just saw a stat. The Cavaliers, I believe, in the 7-game series with the Pacers were outscored overall. All right, so the Pacers actually outscored
well,
them.
Game 6, they got blown out by about 40. So
in the clutch, so far the Cavs are minus 67 for the majority of the game, but in the clutch, they're plus 28. So they're winning at end of games.
Cavs.
And LeBron is doing
He's
it
doing
with game
it.
Winners. He had
because
a game tire last
were,
night.
They were down, I believe they were down 105-101 with a minute left or so, and LeBron scored to make it 105-103, and then he scored the game tire.
Yeah.
I don't know what he did in OT. But, look, I said this. I said, you got to find ways to make other guys beat you, and LeBron didn't have a great game shooting the ball. He was 12 for 30, but other guys beat him, like Korver and I think J.R. Smith had
so
five or six
So what you're telling
threes.
Me is I'm going to lose Lowry and DeRozan in the playoff pool in about 5 or 6 games.
It's one game.
Not necessarily.
One game.
Because to
They're
me,
not going to beat the Cavs.
They actually
know.
Look like the better team for the majority of the game. Actually, the whole game until the end.
They had a but pretty sizable
Smith,
lead in the first half.
Okay, well, they gagged away and they lost on their home court.
Well, they got to find a way to win. They got to find a way to close, and that's been their knock. Is just finishing.
But the other thing that was amazing to me is how bold Tristan Thompson is. So Tristan Thompson contributed. I think he had a double-double off the bench for them. Played well. Apparently, you know, this whole thing about him cheating and having a thotterage. He apparently either invited Khloe Kardashian or was expected that she was going to have these 4 courtside tickets. And she said, not interested in the courtside tickets with you. You're a cheater. So he just invited his side chick.
Oh, did he?
You're kidding.
Wow.
That's what it's, according to this story. says Chloe told him she isn't going to any of his playoff games in Cleveland and gave him back his 4 box seat tickets. So Tristan gave the tickets to his side piece, Lonnie.
All right, well, that's over. That seems to be over. He's going to invite his side piece?
Yeah, but you
maybe,
know what?
Maybe Chloe's just out on
it. It happened in
now.
A foreign country. It's like it didn't even happen. It happened in Canada. That could be his excuse. Isn't he Canadian? Is Tristan Thompson
from
Canada?
Yeah. I think he is.
Really? Yeah. Big Canadian donk.
Yeah.
I think he's from Toronto.
Hey, why?
I'm 98% sure.
Maybe it was a relative.
Yeah, I'm right. Sure it was a relative.
Maybe it was a cousin.
Why does Drake get away with
what happened last night?
He got in a fight with Kendrick Perkins at halftime.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He got into a physical altercation.
Oh, well, like everyone crowded around him and pulled him apart. Every game, he'd be kicked out for doing, a normal fan would be kicked out for what he does.
Yeah.
Getting involved.
He's a Raptors ambassador.
It's called money.
He's allowed to get in. Well,
I know. It's just, like,
he's a powerful guy.
It's every game, it's all about Drake.
Yeah,
and those dumb seats right there. No one can just enjoy the game. He's got to be involved in everything.
Kendrick Perkins just in a suit these days. He's not playing.
Right.
They signed him. I don't know why.
He's huge. He would pummel Drake.
Just destroy him.
Yeah. Drake's always getting into it.
All the time.
All right, coming up next, we'll get back into the Caps. They take the 2-1 series lead as Ovi nets the game winner with about a minute left against the Penguins last night. Chris Russell, now a Caps insider, will join us next here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the show, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Don't forget, coming up at 9 a.m., Mike Rizzo, president of baseball ops and GM of your Nats, joins us. But right now, very happy to welcome in our good friend Chris Russell on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. We're actually trying to track him down in just a bit to talk about the Washington Capitals' victory on the road last night against the Pittsburgh Penguins. He should join us shortly.
Well, I'm going to guess he's tired because I saw this morning when I woke up, he was tweeting that he was coming on our show right now.
Yes.
Like 4 hours ago.
Mm. He's a grinder, Chris Russell.
Did he fall asleep?
I believe he's with us now. He's presented by Dominion Jewelers, custom engagement rings and jewelry in the heart of Falls Church. They make it beautiful. You make it yours. DominionJewelers.com for all the information. Good morning, Rooster. How are you?
Sorry about that, fellas. I'm okay.
It's all good.
My daughter called me like literally 3 minutes ago. And the first thing she says is, have you seen Twitter? She goes, what do you think about Zach Aston Reese and his fractured jaw? She goes, is he going to get suspended? She's a hockey nut. So so I had to, the rooster had to take care of his own and settle that out. And
understood.
Made me late for the junkies. my bad.
What time did you go to bed last night? Because I woke up and I checked Twitter and it said that you had put a tweet that you were coming on our show 3 hours before or something like that.
Yeah, it was about 1:45 in the
1:45.
morning.
Wow. Yeah. That's a late one.
Well, because I wanted to do, I had to write for thefandc.com because I'm doing that now. I don't know if it's up there yet. I haven't checked, honestly. So I had to do that, but I had to wait for all the post-game stuff so that I could see what Mike Sullivan, the Penguins head coach, had to say. I had to see what Barry Trotz had to say and, all that stuff. And then I was watching some other stuff. I was watching a little bit of the NBA playoffs and all that stuff. So, yeah, it was a late night, but it's okay. Look, it was a huge, huge, huge win. I don't know about you guys. I haven't been able to hear a little bit of your guys' spin on the Tom Wilson hit. My fear is that he's going to be suspended, and that is a enormous, enormous loss for the Washington Capitals if that is indeed the case.
If they lose him on that first line, how do you see it shaping up? What do you think they do?
I was just thinking that and rolling through my head. So what I would do and what I think they might do is move Devontae Smith-Pelly up from the third line right wing and put him on the top line to replace Wilson on that top line right wing. You could move Oshie because they broke up the second line last night by promoting Verana up to the second line, who replaced Chandler Stevenson, who moved him to the third line, even though he scored last night. I mean, Barry Trotz did all sorts of things in the third period last night. So you could easily move Oshie up. I would move Devontae Smith-Pelly up. He's been awesome in the series. Move Pelly up. Put him with Ovechkin and Kuznetsov. Keep Oshie with Backstrom because they've been a really good pair, whether it's with Verano or Stevenson. And then me, I would put Shane Gersich in the lineup and get you a little more speed and really double down on the speed, because I think that's been a factor in this series as the Penguins' tired legs, guys. I think I mentioned last week they played 300 and now what, five games over the last 3 years, including all their playoff games. I think it's affected them a little bit. The Caps definitely look faster, quicker. They had 3 2-on-1s in the last 5 minutes of that game. I mean, how often do you see that in a playoff game?
Chris, one of the quicker, faster guys that you just touched on is Jacob Vrana. Mm-hmm. His ice time has inched up in each of the three games so far against the Penguins. I believe he was on the ice for a little bit over 10 minutes last night, and the bulk of that was in the third period. Do we see more of Verana going forward in this series?
Yeah, that's the thing, Cakes. I mean, they broke up what to me has been quietly, I don't know if I can even call it their best line, but gosh, I mean, Backstrom and Chandler Stevenson and Oshie has been certainly, 1A. I don't know. All their lines have been pretty effective. I mean, they were good all series. They were great in the Columbus series once they got together. And Stevenson is really kind of replacing Burakovsky, who's nowhere close to returning. So Verana, and this was after a goal that trio, the second line, scored last night. Verana was playing so good that Barry put them together, meaning Oshie, Backstrom, and Verana, and moving Stevenson down. So, yeah, Verana is just pushing the envelope. We saw the power play goal the other day on Crosby's penalty where he drove to the net on the pretty give and go with, ironically, Lars Eller, who would no longer be his line mate if the line pairings of the third period hold up. So, hey, listen, whatever Barry thinks, he knows more than I do, we do. I'm all for, again, speed. And as long as Verana is defensively responsible and he seems to be playing with more confidence and not as tight as he did in game one of the Columbus series, I'm good. Again, more speed and, to me, more skill is making the difference for this Capitals team, along with more resilience.
Yeah, Verana looks comfortable out there. Did you get a chance to hear any of the Pens players post game on the Wilson hit? We played Mike Sullivan's clips,
but he was not happy, Jason.
He was not happy. I didn't get to hear any of the players' reactions, though.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember which players. I heard Murray, Crosby.
Are they all kind of saying the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, they're a teammate, right?
Yeah.
I didn't hear anybody that outspoken by memory. I could be losing something in translation here. Here's the thing. And I don't know, again, maybe I'm seeing the wrong thing. Guys, I've looked at this 40,000 different times. From one angle, it certainly looks like Tom hits him shoulder to shoulder. From the back angle that I've seen on video and slowed down, freeze frame, whatever, it looks like Tom hits him shoulder to face, shoulder to head, with his skate simultaneously upon contact leaving the ice. And I think when you factor in that angle along with the past history, both before this series and then what happened or didn't happen in game two, along with Zach Aston-Reese now having a fractured jaw and a concussion, I got to be honest with you. I love Tom Wilson. I mean, he's a great, great player, and the Caps are going to sorely miss him if he's suspended. I mean, he caused the turnover on the game-winning goal that nobody's going to give him credit for. I just don't know how he doesn't get suspended. I'm trying to be fair here. I don't want him to get suspended. I just don't know how he's not going to get suspended.
Yeah. So they'll announce that today at some point, right?
I would assume.
And why do you assume he's going to be suspended?
Well, again, because I think the track record of him being a little bit of a headhunter, one. Again, what happened or didn't happen in game two, where a lot of people around the league thought he should have been suspended. By the way, I thought it was a great non-decision. Mm-hmm. The NHL did not, the Department of Player Safety did not even have a hearing on Monday for what happened to Dumoulin on Sunday. I thought that was the 1,000% correct decision. But when you factor in, again, his past history, the fact that he is a known headhunter or targeter of the head.
Did you think he was targeting the head yesterday, though?
All right. So here was my thing, EB. I don't think he was intentionally trying to be dirty.
Right.
But I think you are responsible for what you do ultimately. So, no, I do not think he was targeting the head. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, I think you are responsible for where your body winds up, whether and I did not think Zach Aston-Reese was lowering his target like Dumoulin was the other day. I do not think the kid shrunk up last night. He's 6 foot.
But he is but he is shorter.
He is a little bit shorter than Tom Wilson, but it's not like he's 5'9". You know, he's 6 foot. So I did not think he shrunk up like an accordion, mm-hmm. you know, to where Tom Wilson's elbow or shoulder just was absolutely unavoidable. Again, I hope I'm wrong, and I hope the kid's okay. I hope I'm wrong when it comes to the Capitals, because I think it would be an enormous loss. Again, he's, you know, we call him top line Tommy, right? I mean, he kills penalties. He caused the turnover on again. He jumped out to the point, forced the turnover, which led to the puck going right to Backstrom to force the 2-on-1 on the game-winning goal. I mean, he does everything. He kills penalties. He's you know, he's pretty decent on the offensive end. He does everything. It would be an enormous loss for the Caps. I hope I'm dead wrong. I know people hate me in Caps land. I'm sorry. I can just tell you what I see.
I think you're right. I think the voices are just going to be really loud on this one.
But you know what? I don't think it's devastating because let's say it's a one-game suspension. They got their game in Pittsburgh, yes. They need it. So go ahead, suspend him. Go ahead, if that makes you feel good.
That's huge. What I want now I'm getting greedy. I want to. You know,
yeah, sure.
Like I don't want to lose the momentum and say, that's okay. I've got game five. It's okay. I got, you know, like right now I feel like Pittsburgh's kind of on the ropes and they're kind of reeling. Like I won a game that I quite honestly did not think that I should have won last night. Because I thought Pittsburgh was, I don't want to say they were clearly the better team, but for large stretches of last night, and, you know, I think for larger stretches than people want to realize, Pittsburgh's been the, you know, I guess the aggressor of the play and maybe the better of the two teams. You know, I stole a game is how I feel. So I want, you know, I gotcha that I can be good going back home for game five Saturday night, 2-2, but now I'm getting greedy and I don't want to break up that karma, that chemistry. I don't want to break up that top line if I don't have to, and I don't want to have to break up the third line or the two line. I'm getting too hockey analytical here, but I mean, all of it has a huge trickle-down effect.
Joined by Chris Russell, presented by Dominion Jewelers. John Carlson scores again. He's got 10 points already in the playoffs, 2 goals, 8 mm-hmm. assists. I mean, this guy's going to command big dollars on the open market. Whew. After the season is done. What do you think the Caps' chances are of retaining Carlson going forward?
In my opinion, not very good. I mean, not that John probably wouldn't like to stay here, and I do think, and I know him a little bit, not that I don't think he would be willing to take a little bit of a discount, all things being equal, but I mean, it's going to have to be like one of those, hey, 8-9 year type deals to spread out the average annual value against the cap. And I'm not sure if both sides are going to be able to make that work for them. What's interesting is the Capitals are facing not only Carlson, but his defensive pairmate, Michael Kempney, who they acquired from Chicago. He's also an unrestricted free agent. That dude has played really well,
he
too.
Has.
He's an unrestricted free agent. So, guys, as I look at this, I mean, certainly, of course, it would be a dagger blow to lose Carlson, but they can't lose both. And quite honestly, Kempney is going to be a lot easier to bring back than Carlson. So I wonder if that's the move that they make, even though they'd love to bring back Carlson. I just don't know if the numbers, you know, honestly, are going to work.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but you're right. I mean, if the Caps can somehow find a way, I mean, the pressure is squarely on the Pens at this point.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to drop two there at home.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. And you know, think about this real quickly. The Caps won Easter Sunday and won the division in Pittsburgh. Yes, with Grubauer. So that won last night, won 2 out of 3 in the playoffs last year. So what is that now? 4 out of 5 at PPG Paints Arena. So, you know, the recent track record has been pretty good in that building. So keep it up. You know, I mean, keep the speed up. Now, you got to convert some of those 2-on-1s. Last night, you know, Beagle didn't shoot when he should have shot because Kuznetsov missed them. You know, but again, three 2-on-1s against the defending Stanley Cup champions in the last 5 minutes, and they finally converted. But 3 2-on-1s in the last five, when do you see that? You know, think about that. And the forecheck setting up Stevenson's goal for the second, Oshie, Backstrom in the corner working, Wilson, as I mentioned, forcing the turn. Little things that stand out from a hockey sense. They did it all last night, and they barely won, but they did it all, and they got rewarded for it. So just got to keep that up.
Talking Caps, Pens with Chris Russell, who we typically talk Redskins with. Just for a minute here, comment on the latest on Bruce Allen. Reports that he's not interested in going back to Oakland.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. I heard from a little birdie last night. I'm still trying to vet this all out. That Bruce is actually telling the truth here. That he is not leaving. On his own.
It's the worst news of the day. Yeah. When I heard, who was it, Earl do that news update for Dukes? I happened to be driving around, and I heard that when they broke that.
Yeah. I was just crushed.
It really was the only blemish on yesterday.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It was awful news. Just horrifying news.
Now, that being said, I mean, it may not all be his decision. Of course, you guys know what I reported like a month and a half ago or whatever it is, but
Remind me, what'd you report a month and a half ago?
You know, that if there's another embarrassing episode, which this might qualify as, you know, that Dan might pull the plug, or if they have another losing season or not. Playoffs, he might be reassigned to, you know, the head of the stadium authority or whatever.
Good, just do it already.
From what I understand, and again, I have this through one rock solid source. I'm trying to get, you know, more on it. So again, this might change. And for right now, the current thinking is the Raiders are not really interested in bringing Bruce Allen back.
Oh, they're smart.
Told, so.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's more that they don't want him.
Hey, wised up.
So that's why he's saying I'm not going there. Yeah,
that's right. What I was told.
Mm-hmm. Right, because they know he's a fraud.
That's what I was.
Why would you want the guy? Look at his record. The guy's the worst ever. It's a piece of garbage. Yeah.
All right, Chris. Well, get some sleep, and maybe we'll talk to you on Friday after.
Thank
game.
You, fellas.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate you as always. Sorry for being a bit late.
Thank you, Rooster.
No, it's all good.
By the way, his walk-up song has to be Rooster by Allison Chains.
He loves the Eagles.
Oh, he's an
Eagles
fan.
He's all bird-themed, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Loves the Eagles.
That's fine. Eagles work.
The Eagles is great.
Yeah. That really was devastating when I heard that he was not leaving.
You thought it was soul-crushing news?
It was really a bad moment when I heard that update. I really felt horrible.
Right? Even though he just had a good draft.
He did, but I don't give him credit for that. Give just all the guys underneath.
Yeah, all the scouts.
They were doing the work. You know, I'm sure they made the recommendations. Maybe he gave the okay. Look, the guy's a bumbling idiot. Anybody that knows him, it's unanimous, except for Jason's babysitter. It's the only guy in
Jason's
town
pal.
That likes him.
All right, coming up next.
It's not my babysitter.
Whatever.
He was my buddy's babysitter.
Right. Bruce babysat Jason's friend.
Andy,
that's like the only guy in town that likes him.
My buddy loves Bruce.
All right, coming up next, we're going to give listeners a chance to win $50 gift cards. To Sherry's Berries and Pro Flowers. So you get $100 worth of gift cards, perfect for Mother's Day. Got the morning matchup. It's a game show Wednesday. We're going to play top five. By the way, I was just doing a little research. This isn't going to be a category, but the top five YouTubers. Do you know who's number one?
The top five YouTubers on
him.
The planet?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you counting like Justin Bieber? Like for views?
Believe
or
it's PewDiePie has 54 million subscribers.
Is that like a gamer?
What does PewDiePie do?
I don't even know.
Is PewDiePie a gamer? Who's PewDiePie?
That can't be a category. Nobody knows who these people are.
It's not a category. I'm saying I was doing research.
PewDiePie.
I'm not going with that one.
Huh? PewDiePie.
He went a little too far right wing like a couple years ago, and so YouTube banned him, I
think, for a
while.
Yeah, he had some anti-Semitic comments, apparently.
PewDiePie.
Oh, he's a piece of garbage, too, like the Paul kid.
P-E-W-D-I-E pie.
He's a Swedish comedian.
Yeah, he's
YouTube personality.
He's a loser.
He stinks.
His name's
Aaron Paul. Is that the name of the one kid?
His portfolio doesn't stink.
Oh, I bet his portfolio is swollen.
Logan Paul. Yeah, he's a loser.
I can't believe people put money in this guy's pocket.
The kid's up to 62 million subscribers.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a loser.
He's a loser.
Think about that.
He's a giant loser.
Hey, but you can follow us on YouTube. I think we're up to like 4,000 subscribers.
Yeah, we're getting there, man. We're about to monetize
my
that
kids
thing
over the weekend. I think it is monetized. They run ads.
Very good.
But anyway, we'll play some top five coming up next. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. Welcome back. Chunky's all 106.7 The Fan. A little bit later in the show, Mike Rizzo will join us.
R-I-Z-Z-O.
In the clubhouse.
Rizzo. I'm going to say, hey, how you doing, Mike Rizzo?
With the president of baseball ops, general manager of the Washington
think
Nationals.
Think you'll have a clue to that reference?
You'd probably be annoyed
maybe
by it.
Rizzo. Rizzo.
They, of course, have won three in a row. Bryce Harper batting leadoff last night, so we'll talk some about that. Billy Jaffe is going to join us in the NHL Network. Coming up at 9:20, we'll get back into Caps Pens. But right now, we have some great prizes to give away. It's Game Show Wednesday, brought to you by MGM National Harbor. And we have $50 Pro Flowers gift certificates and $50 Sherry's Berries gift cards. And we're going to combine those. Makes the perfect Mother's Day gift. You can even get them delivered on Mother's Day. Go to ProFlowers.com.
R-I-Z-Z-O.
Rizzo. Berries.com. You enter the code JUNKIES to get amazing Mother's Day deals.
I'm so sophomoric.
Get more details at thefandc.com/contest.
That will never not make me laugh.
Yeah, it never gets old to me.
All right, we're going
to
pit listener against listener, and here's the rule today. Because generally we do listeners against the junkies, and then we win and we end up giving no prizes away.
Right.
Can't have that. Listeners against listeners, and whoever's the leadoff batter, if they close out the category, they win.
Yes.
All right.
House rules.
As Jason said, usually they don't close out the categories, but just in case, that's the rule. Whoever closes out the category would win the prize.
Is it 100% fair? Probably not. But
it's as fair as you can get on
the rules, show, my friends.
All right. Where are we going?
All right.
I say we start with line 8. Just do it in reverse because line 1, I swear to God, he calls it every time.
Well, let's go line 2 because I don't see a name.
Is that Mike the Banker?
Of course it is.
It's Mike, yes.
Let's go to Jason in C. Pleasant. Jason, what's up?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
All right.
Doing
great. Will Jason be playing?
Let me see. I got to put him on lock.
You put him on locky lock.
Let's go to Trevor Leesburg. Hey, buddy.
Chunks, what's happening?
What's up, Trevor?
What's
all
up?
Right, boys. Top 5. We've been talking a lot of hockey today. Who are your top 5 players in the NHL right now, in the postseason, in points? Jason, you will lead off. Playoff points in
Jason,
the NHL
Jason's
Stanley
gonna,
Cup
he's
going to
struggle with this one, I bet.
Sidney Crosby.
Yes, he's number 3 right now with 17 points. Now we go to Trevor.
Ovi.
Number 5 with 13 points so far.
Come on, Jay. Pull one
back
more.
Back to Jason.
Pull one more. You're probably a winner.
Somebody else on the Penguins. I don't know.
Can't give that to you. That means Trevor is the winner. Congratulations. You get the $50 Pro Flowers and $50 Sherry's Berries gift cards. ProFlowers.com, Sherry'sBerries.com. Perfect for Mother's Day. Can you guys close out the category? He is right. Another Penguin is number 1.
Number 1. Gensel.
Gensel's got 19 points already in the playoffs.
I mean, he had a 4-goal eruption against the
Forsberg.
Flyers.
Philip Forsberg.
Nope. Your next two are David Pastrnak.
No
Pastrnak.
Idea.
Pastrnak, the Bruins, and Brad Marchand.
Ah, from both the Bruins. wouldn't have gotten them.
I would have guessed Ovi and Crosby. That's
are we doing another one?
And obviously in Fort Worth.
Got two more prizes to give away.
All right, let's go to Brian in Annapolis. Hey, Brian.
Hey.
And Hugh in Columbia. Hugh.
Right, Jason, hey, what's up, guys?
Jason said he's got a top five category.
All right, here's your top five. All right, there are six divisions in baseball. You got to give me the division leaders currently. All right, so let's start with you want to start with Brian?
Sure.
All right, Brian, give me the six division leaders in baseball, current division leaders.
Top six, silly.
New York Mets.
Correct.
Now we go to Hugh.
The Boston Red Sox.
There you go.
Back to Brian.
Angels.
Who'd you say?
The Angels. That means Hugh's a winner. You're right. We don't close out these categories.
But that's fine. We're giving away the prizes. That's the key.
That's the goal.
Hugh, congratulations. You're going to look good on Mother's Day. You get the $50 Pro Flowers and $50 Sherry's Berries gift cards. Again, perfect. Go to proflowers.com or berries.com. You enter the code JUNKIES. Great Mother's Day deals.
All right. Let's go to Andrew and Stafford.
Who's leading the West?
Astros.
The Astros, of course.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I never look at the standings.
Andrew is leading the NL West. That would be the D-backs.
Correct.
Morning, guys.
Hey, NL buddy. Central.
Central would be the Cubs.
Let's
go to Randy in Owens.
Hello.
Hey. What's up?
All right, Andrew, you're going to lead it off. You can either go with sports or non-sports. I'm going to give you that choice.
Sports.
He's going with sports. Right. But that means I'm going to let Randy lead it off.
It's just sports.
Randy.
So boring.
We talked about top scorers in the NHL playoffs. How about the NBA playoffs leading scorers? Go. Randy goes first.
LeBron James.
33.4 points per game. He's number one. Go to Andrew.
Harden.
Number two at 31 points per game in the playoffs. Back to Randy.
I was going to say Harden.
Struggling.
He is struggling.
Struggling.
DeMar DeRozan's definitely in the mix there.
Okay, keep thinking he is.
Davis.
What?
Davis has to be in there.
Anthony Davis, number three.
Well, then DeRozan has to be top six or seven.
Russell Westbrook, four.
Oh, Westbrook. Yeah.
Curry and Durant, five,
I thought
six.
You that guy's still in the playoffs.
Okay, still named five guys who are in the playoffs.
Curry. Well, Curry's played one game.
He can't count.
That's not fair.
It's a flawed list.
Okay, then go with Durant.
Number five. Durant. Okay. Yeah.
All I got is DeRozan.
Donk. Where's DeRozan?
By the way, we should have just called that game top two.
Yes, exactly. Going forward.
That's the second guy.
Hey, it could be total points.
Your first one was hard. That was pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, top five NHL point scorers.
Well, we've been watching the hockey. We've been watching the playoffs.
We've been watching the Caps.
Okay. Well, the Caps had Ovi.
I mean, nobody's watching the Jets and the Preds. Okay. Unless you're Jets or Preds
there
fan.
There was one Cap and two Pens.
That's
in
true.
The top five.
That is true. Top right. two.
Not aware of Jake Guentzel scoring all the time.
That's still
it annoys
hard.
Me.
Guentzel's still hard, even if you're watching him every night.
By the way, Jake Guentzel is a dead ringer for actor Ben Foster.
Looks a lot like him.
Looks very much like him.
Yep.
All right, we're going to get back into the Caps. We should do that.
Capitals.
Let's get back into the Caps. Want to hear from Caps fans. How excited are you? Were you nervous? I was oddly confident. I mean, oddly confident the whole series. But
Caps fans are always nervous for the most part.
Well,
for
you were at about a 6 out of 10 in confidence level. I was a 4 out of 10 going into this.
Yeah.
Are you still at a 6, or do you bump it up a little bit with the 2-1 series lead? And we can throw that out to callers. 800-636-1067. Where's your confidence level now? After losing game one, a lot of people were negative Nellies.
I'd bump it
They've
up to seven.
They've come back to win two. They've won 6 out of their last 7 games.
I can make the argument that short of 4 minutes and 42 seconds, the Caps have, I'm not going to say dominated, but I think they've gotten the better of the play.
Yeah,
they've
I
been
don't
the
know.
Better, and they definitely are the better team even with it.
I don't know if they've had the better of the play. Chris Russell tended to say that the Penguins, in his eyes, have had the better of the play.
Yeah,
I think it's been basically
I disagree.
Even. Basically been even.
Okay, someone asked me this, and I didn't know the answer.
I might not know the answer either.
Well, when they put Ovi in the box for, was it for roughing maybe?
No, he cross-checked the guy, right?
Oh, cross-check.
Whatever
okay.
it was.
They also put Wilson in for unsportsmanlike. What was that unsportsmanlike for?
All I saw Wilson do at that point was basically he was jawing a little bit, and he was laughing. I mean, I don't know why they put him in the box.
Yeah, I never caught that.
I think it was a big question for most Caps fans.
I never caught
that. You know why they put him in? Because he's Tom Wilson.
Because he's Tom Wilson?
Yeah, because he's rep. I would guess.
All right, because they clearly didn't put him in for the shoulder to Aston Reese.
Right.
They didn't put him in for that.
My confidence level is at least a 7.
I like it.
Ooh, at least a seven. It was a 6 going into the series just because I liked the way they responded. I was with you. I thought they were going to win the first round, but when they were down 0-2, I thought they were dead.
Yep.
Lifeless. A corpse in the Potomac,
dead,
as you put them.
Just floating.
But when they ripped off 4 straight, I suddenly had a different feeling about them, and they've continued it. There's no reason to veer from that.
I'm going
to
bump my 4 to a 5.25 because if they lose this game against the Pens in game 4, which I would expect them to lose because it's a tight series.
I think it's going to go 7 games.
Then it's the best out of 3 against the Pens. You do have home ice.
I think it's going to go 7.
If it goes 7, then, you better than Murray. Then your confidence has to be shaken. You can't be confident in a Caps victory in a game 7 against the Pens. Can you?
Here's what I think.
The due theory
is a factor. They're due to not win 3 straight championships. We're due to break through. And I just think that we've gotten the better of the play.
Now, they didn't get Hagelin back, right?
No.
So he may come back at some point and be a factor. Because Malkin was a factor.
Well, they got Dumoulin.
Clearly a factor.
Got Dumoulin and yes. Malkin back.
All right, we'll take your calls next. Where's your confidence level now that the Caps have won 2 in a
7.
Row against the Pens?
7 out of 10.
Beat the Pens last night 4-3 with the OV game winner. They win that game on the road. We'll take your calls next on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines at 800-636-1067.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.